the affection above decision. The boy cannot decide what is wrong, what is good and bad, but the affection looks after everything, guardian. So there is the highest realm, that like affection, there is a realm, there is a plane, which does not care for any calculation of the taker and the giver. Automatic flow of love and affection. That is the highest quarter. By surrender, we can reach there. Wholesale surrender, we can reach a particular plane. That is Anandam, that is ecstasy, and that is Sundar, reality, the beautiful. Martino, the Western philosopher Martino, Satchit Ananda. The translation of this word Ananda is given by Martino as beautiful. The beautiful, we studied it in our philosophy, class of philosophy. This, what is Ananda? Ananda, he translated Ananda as beauty. The beauty, harmony. Another class of the philosophers, Westerners, they told Ananda is harmony. The harmony, proper harmony is proper beauty, and the beauty is love, prem, which is above our calculative area of good and bad, and that is divine. And that is, by surrendering, that should be the aim of our fulfillment of life. This is the gift of Mahaprabhu, and he has taken it from Srimad Bhagavatam. And what is Bhagavatam? When Vyasadev has given all his shastras, he is specially meant to give shastra to the religious party. And the Gita, Vedanta, all given. Then, in Badrikasram, he does not find peace within his mind. What is this? Then Devashi Narad, his Gurudev, came suddenly. And Narad, his Gurudev, asked, "Are you well, my child?" "No, for few days I don't find peace in my mind, my Lord." "What is the cause?" "I don't know." "You may know it best." "But yes, I know, and so I have come." "Then please order what is amiss with me." "That you have given everything, but ultimately you have given nothing." "What is that, my Lord?" "Yes. Jugupsitam dharma kirim shasata, sabhava raktasya mahan vetikrama, jad bhakkatu dharma iti tarasthita, namunyati toshani vaharanam jana." "You have done direct wrong. How I can't unfollow your words? You have so long, you have given diets of a patient, but you have not given any diet for a healthy man. Dharma artha kam mokkha, that are captured in the negative side, you have given medicine and diet for them to get out of that entanglement. But after they have attained freedom, after liberation, what they will do, what loss, what test they will be engaged in, you have not clearly depicted that. So now I have come, and I am giving the outline, 10 slok. Devarshi Narad told, "I am supplying these points, and taking you, please think out and elucidate. You have got knowledge of all the scriptures, and harmoniously you give this to the world. The others, if others come to give that, people won't accept. But do you know more than below that? So they will reject summarily. But if you give in your latest delivery, they will come to regard it with some confidence and regard. So you will have to give." Then he gave this Bhagavatam, and the introduction he himself wrote. Dharma prajjita kaita vatra paramo nitmat saranam. Why I am writing this book again? I have finished so many things. Why? What is the cause that I am to begin writing of another book? Prajjita kaita vatra paramo. So long what I have given in the name of duty, that is tampered. But this is uncontaminated, free from all alloy. Prakrishti rupena ujjita takta. Koitabo chalona. chalana. Because people may not have the capacity of purchasing pure gold, so some alloyed gold is given in the market. So I also gave mixed with some alloy, the truth mixed with alloy. But here the unalloyed, completely unalloyed gold I am going to give anybody. Prajjita koi patatun, nidmatsaranam, and it's only the nidmatsar class that who are free from, perfectly free from jealousy, it is only for them. But though that have got some jealousy, patishthakankha, the name of fame, they are matsara, they will can't be able to live soham. No taxation without representation. We won't admit any authority over us where I am not represented. I won't give any tax. So soham, I shall admit that sort of final authority where I myself is represented. Otherwise, I won't. That I am a slave, I won't accept that. That sort of principle, that sort of philosophy, ontology, I won't accept. I must soham, I must be represented in the biggest position, not as a slave, but as one of the whole, equal basis. Samohum, samo, equal basis, I want. So they are matsara, matsara. They cannot tolerate the elevated position of others. So it is not for them. Those are completely self-abnegated persons. They can completely empty, make them empty. They have nothing. I can die to live. If you want to live a real life, you will have to die as you are with your ego at present living. To die to live. They have to accept complete death as you are. Then your inner that golden self will come out, and that is fit, will be fit, considered to live in Vaikuntha and the Goloka according to your position. These things. And Mahaprabhu has particularly mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, what will be the main duty of the Grihastha? Said it is Vaishnava Seva. Vaishnava Seva. First, in the society, Brahmachari in Varnasrama, a training period. From the society, we take help in various ways. Brahmachari, even food, clothing, anything, we take from the society. Then when we enter into the Garastha life, to give to the society. In Brahmacharya I have taken only, and the next in Grihastha we are to give to the society. And the Vanaprastha we are to leave, we have finished the loan, and we live for ourselves to find out some means of my higher future life. And in sannyas section, that is a service we try to give to the society for the higher knowledge and realization. We come back. These are the four. And Mahaprabhu says, Naham vipuro nachanatpati napi vasu na shuddho, Naham badni nachanatpati napi shuddho nashidhava, Kintu paddhan nishidha paramahamnanda pyur namadhavdi gopi bhattu. We do not care to think myself that I am a brahmachari or sannyasi grihastha. I am a servant of Krishna. Wherever I may be positioned, a king or a poorest man, but my duty would be to serve Krishna, whatever I have got near about my hand. Serve, that is necessary. A poor man also can give more than a rich man. Once in a church paper appeared, so many rupees were given to build the church. Then one asked Christ, who has given more? the Christ pointed out to a beggar that he has given the highest bit. Why? Because whatever he was a beggar, whatever he could collect whole day, the whole thing he has given for this purpose. And one man may have given 1 lakh, but he has got few lakhs. He has given 1 lakh. So wholesale Atmanivedan, a poor man, he can give more than a rich man. It depends on the quality. We are also told that after Rajasya Yajna, one mongoose came and rolling over the Yajnavedi altar. Then they found, what is the matter? Why this mongoose is rolling on the altar? And then Krishna told, yes, you may inquire. So anyhow, and we are told in these days there are experts who knew the language of different beasts. Anyhow, the communication put up, and they knew that the mongoose says, once in a famine period, I have come here to hearing that this great sacrifice has been made. I have come here to try my tail to be golden, but I don't find any improvement. Then what is the matter that you have got this golden color? But once in ancient time, there was a great famine, and the king managed for a ration. So one Brahmin family, they used to get their weekly ration. And when they have just got the weekly ration, then a guest has come, an old Brahmin, that I am too much hungry, give some food and save me. Then the family, the Brahmin, his wife, and his son and daughter. They asked the guest to take his seat, and there was a quarrel. The Brahmin says, my portion I should keep to him. Wife says, no, I am Sahodharmini. If you die, the whole family would start. My portion, if I die, no harm, my portion would be given to the Brahmin. The son says, it is the duty of the son to serve the parents, and if you die, and what duty I should be allowed to do, so my portion should be given. The daughter says, oh, after few days you will have to give me to the another house, so if I die, no harm to your family, so my portion give to him. But anyhow, Brahmin said, I am the householder, and it is my duty to served the guest, so my portion. So his portion, the Brahmin, unsatisfied, the more hunger. I want more food than the wife, than the son, at last the daughter. And the whole consumed, and then Brahmin came out in his real figure. Oh, I have come to test you, your religious temperament, I'm satisfied. Your store is full with love. And where that Brahmin took his food, I had the chance of rolling in that leaf, and I found my whole body has become golden. Golden. But only in tail portion, little left. And I am trying here and there, wherever I hear a good sacrifice, I go and rub there my tail, but no golden color. I had that Rajasya Yajna, under the guidance of Krishna, so higher sacrifice that reason, if I go and contact with my tail, it will be golden. But I am really rubbing so much, but very little, whether it is golden or not, I can't detect. It is Krishna's will. Perhaps there are some who thought that what sacrifice this Rajasya Yajna has done, it is not in the history of the world, some sort of pride. So to do away with that, it was Krishna's diplomacy. And the soul sacrifice is there, whether a poor man or a non-educated or in any way she is low, it is not the consideration. But the consideration is the how, what is the degree of the affinity towards Krishna. The degree of attraction towards Krishna, towards the center. Towards the center, towards the beauty. The beautiful. How much intense attraction for him. We shall try. So that is the wealth, bhakti. Bhakti is above all. Bhakti above all. We have to understand that. This bhakti means service, surrender, wholesale sacrifice. Sacrifice and sacrifice dynamic. And the sacrifice ultimately takes some form. Santo Vatsya Sukha Vatsulya Madhur. And that formation they have got, their peculiar type of services and the satisfaction rendered to Krishna. That is a higher thing and to be discussed here more. I feel tired, so I want to take leave now. Again, if I get chance of saying something, I shall deal with that.
Thank you, Sridhar Maharaj. This evening, if I could ask two more questions.
Yes, do it.
Before I ask two short questions, I feel that in the modern world, in general, and in the Western world in particular, we have to make them realize that there is something called God, and secondly, that there is life after death, and thirdly, that every action has a reaction, and fourthly, whatever is happening to me in this life is happening because of my karma in my previous life, and whatever I do in this life, I will have to face in my next life. Because most of the people in the world, especially in the Western world, have been made to learn that you have come for the first time and never again. Therefore, they are trying to enjoy their lives all the time. That's why we have got all this suffering there. Family life is breaking down. Nobody is interested in nobody except themselves.
What is the substance of this question? Akaran Maharaj?
Not a question, is it?
No, I just made remarks of my own observations of the Western world. Because they have no faith in God.
Why do you concentrate there on the Western world? There are so many beasts, so many insects, so many trees. They are also similar position. They are more worst position. Mm. Why do you not feel more affection towards them? Mm. Why you feel only for the family or for the society or the country where you are?
Because who
are most needy, the trees and the other sections, they are also jiva like us. Manu Samhita says, I thought that Manu is weeping. Tamasa bahurupena vestita karma hetuna antasanga bhavanteti sukha dukkha samannita. When describing about the creation, the Manu comes to the creation of the trees and plants. He says, tamasa bahurupena vestita karma hetuna. By their own evil karma covered, they are in such deplorable position now. Karma hetuna, not to blame it to anybody, but their own karma, they have acquired such position. Sukha dukkha, they have got also feeling for pain and happiness, but in such position, Manu is crying for them, weeping for them. So, there are so many jiva, they are suffering in more acute position and helpless position. You are particularly, your attention in a particular locality. What is the justification?
The reason, Sridhar Maharaj, is that in courts, whether they are the children's courts or the adult courts, I always see that most of the criminals who come before me have come from a broken home.
you have, you, there is a famine area, and you have got some food to save them. So as much as you have gone, you may try your best to distribute to them. Whomever you will find, you must give something to them. This omisam, the omisam, you are not this body. Your soul is above. Thou art engaged in the adultery, and the son engaged in the pure life. The pure life may be detained, may have delay to enter that, and that man may go earlier. It is possible also. With the help of your medicine, the worst patient, with the help of the proper medicine, may get good health than another person who is, seems to be healthy. His body may decay. It is possible. So your duty will be your responsibility. What amritam, nectar you have got, you will distribute at your best energy, and there your responsibility will finish. Whomever you will find unfed, you will give the food to them. What more you can do? When I was in Madras, Mutt in charge, some vakil from there came to ask me, "Hey, Swamiji, what do you do about the needy? Ramakrishna Mission is rendering service to so many needy persons. Therefore, if they die, then whom we will talk about Hari and the Krishna if they die? So first help them to live, and then you will talk about Hari." Then I told him, suppose a famine time period, I have got some food, I am distributing them, and so many around me, they are taking what I am giving, and some is fled from, run away from the place, then why should I stop giving that food and run pursuing that gentleman who is flying away? Or I shall engage myself what I am doing, that distributing food that are present. What should I do? Because when one died, then I shall go to make him live. So many on in my all sides, I can't find any leisure. Always I am giving, and there are so many. So you have some nectar. You can save with that nectar so some, whoever you will find you are coming across, you will give him. That should be your duty. And why you will be particular, that section must get, avoiding them, we must go there and give them nectar to them. Whomever we will find, otherwise you will be blamed. You will be prejudiced. If you are unprejudiced, you will distribute the nectar. Whoever will come to you, you will give them. That is, finish your duty, your responsibility, your conscience will get. Eliminating some, you will go to a particular group and give the nectar. What is the justification for that action? Do you follow?
None whatsoever. No justification in it.
Then, whomever you will find before you, jale dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh Mahapurusha. Whomever you will find, you will try to connect him with Krishna, with the center, and he will be saved. No discrimination about this or that, or good or bad, or child or old, or wise, or poor or rich, or ignorant. Whomever you come across, you give your nectar. Because it is the universal cure that must be saved. Whomever you give that nectar, he will be saved. From higher position, he takes it, he will be saved. That thing you have got in your hand. Whomever you come across, you will, like a patron, selfless heart, he will distribute, not with any particular prejudice. But these must be given and these must be eliminated, not given. Then you will be culprit. With open heart, you have to help the fallen, the diseased person with your medicine, with nectar. clear-hearted. And that Krishna consciousness will help wholesale cure. Vidyate jayagranti, chiddante sarva samsaya, kiyante chasya karmani, mahi drishti yukhidatmani. What is Krishna consciousness? Vidyate jayagranti, the tie in our mind, so many thousands of ties, I want this, that and so many, all will be untied, all loosed, nothing I want any longer. My thirst is quenched wholesale, nothing I want. Chiddante sarva samsaya, so many doubts, whether this is right or that is right, all doubts will be cleared. Samsaya. Jasmin gyati sarvamidam gyatam bhavati, jasmin prapti sarvamidam praptam bhavati. In Upanishad, if we know him, everything is known. If we get him, everything is got. This is Brahma. In Bhagavatam also say, analogy, yatha tarur mula nishe chanena pippanti satskanda bhuju gusaga pranu bhuvatatya jatan diyanam tahiva sadbar. If we put food into the root, the whole tree is fed. If we put food into the stomach, the whole body is fed. So, if we know him, everything is known. Such central position he has got, then wholesale cure. So that sort of medicine you have got, whomever you will give it, he will be wholesale cure. Fulfillment of life you will attain. And there you must not be miser or partial, prejudiced. When whoever you will find, he will give and he will be perfectly cured and he will get his fulfillment of life for eternity. Such valuable thing you have got. No discrimination about the distribution. Whoever comes to by chance to you, you will get that and go on. Am I clear?
Yes, Swami Maharaj.
Yes.
Please.
Hare Krishna.
Swami Maharaj, we from time to time reach
Purtam question to Kichilo?
উনি বলছেন যেখানে বাস করছেন লন্ডনে সেখানে সব ইমোরাল হ্যাবিটস সব চারিদিকে দেখা যাচ্ছে, তাদেরকে কি করে একটা মোরাল লাইফে আনা যায়। এই যে হলো
প্রথম কোশ্চেনটা সেই রকমই ছিল যে ডিভোর্স হচ্ছে একদম
এই সব দেখে হাউ উই ক্যান টলারেট সাচ অ্যাটমসফিয়ার সাচ সোশ্যাল অ্যানোমালি, ইট ইজ ভেরি ডিফিকাল্ট ফর আস টু টলারেট অল দিস থিংস। So these are temporary symptoms of a patient. But when the question of wholesale cure, your medicine will wholesale cure them. So these temporary symptoms have got no value. More needy persons are there. More intolerable actions are being done in many other places. This immoral is not another thing you may note attentively. Whether you can understand, this free mixing is not so filthy as our non-recognition of the of Krishna is filthy, deplorable. A Gnostic, an atheist is more is in a greater deplorable position than an immoral if he has got some sort of God connection. Have you gone through Bhagavad Gita? I expect that.
Right? Yes, but don't understand much.
Papiji is.
We have been reading Swami Maharaj in, we have read in Ramayana as well as in Srila Prabhupada's Gita, and he states in few places that there are certain species like animals and women. They only deserve punishment. Could you throw some light on that? What does it mean, really?
Animals
and?
The animals and the women and the lokas, they all deserve punishment. There is a verse in Ramayana also, as well as in Gita.
Yes.
But Srila Prabhupada does not explain it to the...
But you know that Ramchandra, he took the remaining of Shabari.
Yes.
Do you know that?
Yes.
But ordinarily Shabari's position is
very low.
Mm. But the devotion towards Rama, towards the Lord, is such holy that Rama himself took his uchishtam. So there is that high connection, very healthy connection, that is our loyalty towards the Supreme. In consideration of that, these things you can find amongst the deities also. You know about the birth of Bharadvaj? Do you know?
No.
She comes from, Bharadvaj comes from Tara Paras. And Tara was the wife of Brihaspati. And she went to Chandra. Then again, he complained to Brahma. Brahma again got him back to Brihaspati. She was with the child. Then when the son was born, then some say, we do not know who is your husband. Bharadvaja, you have got birth from two. So who will maintain you? That is Bharadvaja. So many filthy things in the among the demigods also. Fine. You know the case of Buddha. He enjoyed his mother. All these things there. How can you accommodate these things? Even amongst the gods, these filthy things?
This is the question of Dr. Sharma. There are certain species in this world, according to Ramayana and Gita, Bhagavad Gita, those who deserve punishment always. Nothing but that, punishment.
Deserve punishment, according to the social authority of the local section. But they have committed the grossest mistake, that non-recognition to the authority, that is the highest crime. If recognition to the authority, because your law must not come to judge the purity or impurity. In the ultimate center, there is autocracy. Everything belongs to him. You have to make law according to that. One who is 1% satisfying the authority, and he is enjoying the thing, not of yours or his, he is enjoying the thing of this central power. You are not the parties that you will fight amongst each other. Why you have taken my wife, or your wife, your daughter? You are all holding relative position, not absolute owner of anything and everything. And you are committing sin or crime when you demand that she is my wife, she is my girl, she is my son, it is all these things. This is all false and a criminal. To think and enjoy that this is mine, this is yours, and you are trespassers, all trespassers towards the central authority. We must judge things from that standpoint. And that is the real standpoint. This is all my fault, more or less. As much as connected with the central law, central authority, so much it is good, and as much deviated from that consciousness, the Isha Vaishnavism Sarvam, so much it is deviated bad. This is all relative position. But from the absolute standpoint, if you go to calculate, nothing belongs to you, nothing to him. Only for the temporary arrangement, to make the best of a bad bargain, the Shastra has come, don't create a cross for sense pleasure, create a chaos, but you divide and enjoy. This has been given, that is, to make the best of this is bad bargain. But from the absolute standpoint, everything belongs to him. And the one who in thinking that this is mine, he is committing the wrong of the same level, one who is enjoying another, taking away. None belongs to none. All false. This is Maya. Maya means what is not, misunderstanding. So this is good or bad. Dvaiti bhadra bhadragan, sab mano bharma. Ei bhalo, ei mondo, ei sab brahm. In dream, I can have a good or I can have a bad dream, but both is false. So here in this life, what we calculate as good or bad, this is all false. From the mind standpoint, based on false law. But real law, everything belongs to him. If he sanctions internally, our snatching and giving has got no value. If a property has one acquired from the from Indian government, the local government cannot come and demand and rebuke him in any way. The central government, the higher government has given sanction. So whose property? Who is being beneficiary? Who is the beneficiary? Only he is the beneficiary. We have to be trained to that sort of conception of the whole. Then we will be saved. Otherwise, as long as we shall try, this is mine and this is his, this is we are suffering from false knowledge and we shall have to pay for that. Nothing belongs to none. Everything belongs to him. This is the universal view and we must adjust us with such conception. Then we will be saved. Totally. So to every atom, everything belongs to him.
There is another very short question, Swami Maharaj, very brief one.
Yes.
We have heard a few times during lectures at different temples that we, at one time, we existed with Lord Krishna. And because of our desire to enjoy on our own, we have been sent into the material world. Now my worry is that if we were with Krishna originally, then how come that Maya attracted us and that's why we are in the material world? One could say that Maya is more powerful than Krishna then. That Krishna, when we were with him, could not attract us. We got attracted to Maya and we are in this world now.
Evil Janavi. That is another question, basic question. Then that depends upon the free will of the jiva soul. We have to understand that jiva soul is free and his freedom is very meager. So it is vulnerable. No kottittam, no karma, no dokasya srijati prabhu. No karma phalasam yogam sabhavastu pravattati. I am not responsible for the activity of the jiva. I have given them freedom and they are working freely and the clash between them, that is the cause of their disturbance. But when they leave the wholesale attention to their social activity and come to me, and they will get relief from all. That is. And another, you say that Sarupeshavar hai Golokasthiti, in the innermost existence, we all have connection with Krishna, but that is not true about the section that come from the Tatastha Shakti, that Okharam, Kharasadvani Bhutani Kutastha Kharuchyate, the jeev is the jiva potency, all the individuals come from a particular potency of the Lord, which is known as Tatastha. Mahaprabhu says, jivir sarufai krishne nitya das krishne tatastha shakti bhedabhed prakash. The marginal potency of the Lord, the internal potency that is already going on smoothly, eternally in Sarvashakti Jagat, Vaikuntha and Goloka. And the marginal potency that is the mother of the so many jivas that come here. And by the exercise of their wrong exercise of that freedom, they have come. But there is adaptability within. Just as while it is in the marginal potency, in the buffer state, he can come this side, he can come go those that side also, in the buffer state. So Jiva, he has got his adaptability with both these sides, because in the margin, so he is not in Goloka, they have fell from there, it is not, but it has got its internal adaptability in come in favorable circumstances, then it will flower with bloom to fruit and attain that position. Am I clear?
Yes. So it would be wrong to say that we were originally.
We are originally there and we have fallen. Yes. No, Yadgata no nivartante tad dhamma paramamo. Once attaining, none can fall from there. Yes. And sometimes it is written in the Shastra that they have, that is all lila. For the time being may come and go. That is only for a particular fashion of lila. That they come this side, this mundane world and go, but they are not contaminated with this atmosphere. That an officer enters the jail, he is not within the jail law. He is a visitor and he can go away. But those that are within the prison house, they are under the law of the prison house. So the fallible souls that are here, they are under the law of Maya. And from above, some can come visit, the sadhus can come to take them, the Lord can come himself. But they are not under the, untouched by the law of this Maya. They come to do some relief work here. They are not under the law of the prison house. Come to preach to the prisoners about the religious life, something like that. Am I clear?
Yes.
Any right. Other question?
No, thank you.
In the meantime, you think if any question comes, you may put, I shall try to answer
them. Marginal potency.
The peculiarity of the marginal position.
Highest attainment is first in the service of Krishna.
But what was worrying me was that they say that there is no Maya in the spiritual world. This is how they explain in different temples. Yes. There is no Maya in the spiritual world.
But there is also, their movement also seems to be sometimes not unified. But ahiriva gotit premna sabhava kutida bhavi. The Rupa Goswami says, ato hetu rahitushta. Sometimes the Radha Krishna or the friends Krishna, they differ one another, one abuse another. We find in Dwaraka they are abusing one another and they are killing. This is all lila. Ahiriva gotit premna sabhava kutida bhavi. Just as we find that this movement of the serpent is naturally crooked. So the lila means the like the ocean, the up and down of the
waves.
So the lila means in this way it moves. It is the nature there. Just as serpent goes in a crooked way. So lila means that. It is dynamic. And to keep up the nature of dynamic character, it will be up and down. It is the nature.